Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, we're about to go out with a bang. Y'all ready? Hands up, real quick.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, she's intentional, never failing, all things are
working for my good,
she's intentional,
intentional,
hey, and it's never failing,
never failing,
all things are working for my good.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen, with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And ladies and gentlemen, we have an awesome host for you tonight. Dr. Henderson is not with us tonight. She's enjoying her wonderful, wonderful life. But ladies and gentlemen, let's give God some praise for another Straight to the Point on the network. So welcome, 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 God is here. Yeah. I love it. Woo-hoo. Hey, guys, we got an awesome host tonight. Evangelist Jackie Mays is going to be coming up real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, we got one more song. I'll give you a couple announcements there. But we got Evangelist Jackie Mays going to bring you the word. And we're also going to open up the line so you can comment about the word, because I know it's going to bless you. And then we're going to have a business spotlight. So if you have your business, you know, goods and services and product goods and services, we want to highlight those tonight. We're going to give you 2 minutes to do that. So we're going to do that on the second half there as well with Evangelist Mays, or As the Lord Leads. So get ready, guys. This is Straight to the Point. There's another song coming up. We'll be right back.
Hey! Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stop by to tell you that what's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it, because God sent me here to tell you that what he has for you is gonna be big. That it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
And I believe.
That it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
Say, breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating. God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
he's working,
is working
a miracle.
Miracle
just for me.
Just for me.
And it's gonna be.
And it's gonna be. Big,
hey!
Big.
Listen, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about my future. Why? It's gonna be big, yeah. Shouting into my promise. Why? God's gonna.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know we serve an unlimited God. Do y'all know that? You better give God some praise. Yeah.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I got so excited, guys, I forgot to give the number out. I don't know if I gave the number out, but I want you guys to put that number out there so you can listen to Straight to the Point tonight with Evangelist Jackie Mays coming up real soon. The number, guys, I want you to tweet out LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Put it out there right now. If you're not driving your Bentley or flying your Learjet, you go and put that number out there, 347-843-4559. Everybody you know should have this number, 347-843-4559. I'm going to give it to you one more time, guys, 347-843-4559. Hey, also, too, the chat room is also open for you guys as well, for those who may want a prayer request or anything you'd like to leave for Evangelist Mays as well on the word. We'll be glad to get that to you as well. But go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's Talk Family Network. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's Talk. And you'll see the live banner there that will say Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And tonight's wonderful, wonderful guest, ladies and gentlemen, host tonight is Evangelist Jackie Mays. We're getting ready to open up the lines for our lives, guys. Evangelist, welcome. How you doing, Evangelist?
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord, everybody, on tonight. Amen. I am excited to be here tonight. Yes, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am excited to be here tonight on Straight to the Point. Amen. Amen. I just want to welcome everyone, to Straight to the Point tonight. Amen. I am filling in for Dr. Henderson tonight. Amen. And y'all know how we do. Y'all know how we do. Amen. I just want to welcome you all to Straight to the Point. And it's just like it says, straight to the point. Amen. Where we're dealing with, amen, we're dealing with real issues. Real issues that you are dealing with today in your own lives. Amen. So we want to welcome you once again to Straight to the Point. I want to say thank you to Dr. Henderson for giving me this opportunity to fill in for her. We want to say thank you to Dr. Vaughn. Amen. Glory to God for officiating this night, this wonderful network. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just thank God. I truly thank God for being on tonight. I thank God for all of you that are tuned in on tonight, however you're tuning in. Amen. We want to just give you another opportunity to just tweet out to your friends, text somebody, call somebody, and let them know that we are on Straight to the Point on tonight. Amen. You know, I got the invitation last week to come on. I was excited about it. And immediately God began to deal with me concerning the word on tonight and deal with me with things. And, you know, on Straight to the Point, we like to deal with topics on Straight to the Point. And the word that the Lord had gave me was intentional, which brought me about to the song Intentional. And we want to give homage to Travis Green tonight for Intentional. The song Intentional, as well as Kevin LaBar, What the Enemy Meant for Evil. Amen. We want to give a shout out as well to Pastor Mike Jr. It's going to be big. Amen. It's going to be big. Yeah. So I want to go back to Intentional. Intentional. And when the song was singing in the song, I want to just encourage somebody real quick tonight. I know that somebody may be going through some things. Amen. And it may be just one thing after another stacking up against you that just looks like it's just going to never come to an end. But listen, I want to encourage you tonight and let you know that we serve a God that is intentional. Amen. Which means he does everything on purpose. He does everything on purpose, so it's purposeful, whatever he does. So I want to encourage somebody tonight to let them know, whatever you may be faced with tonight, whatever may seem like it's never going to end, that it's coming up against you, I want you to be encouraged and know that it's intentional. Amen. As the songwriter said, that it is working for your good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, that's exciting right there. Anything that you are going through and anything you are facing right now, it is working for your good. Yes, it may not look like it. It may not even feel like it. Hallelujah, but it is working for your good. Intentional. Intentional. One of the definitions of intentional is to be done on purpose, deliberate, calculated. Now, you might say, why would God on purposely do the things that I'm facing and what is going on in my life? You got to see the end of the picture. And we're going to go on down the line with the song, because at the end of the song, Choice, it talked about being big. God has something big planned for you and planned for us. Amen. Now, I know the enemy may do some things that he thinks he's doing, but the next song by Kevin LaBere tells us what the enemy means for evil. God already has a plan to turn it around for you and I, turn it around for our good. Amen. So I don't want you to worry and I don't want you to fret, because God has a plan for you and he has a plan for us. Amen. So I want you to hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. God has an expected end for you. Amen. And so what God has for you, and what God has for me, I want to include myself in it too, is something big. Something big. Somebody say big. B-I-G. Just right where you are, say big. Big. God has something great and big for his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what God wants to do is God wants to blow our mind. He wants to blow our mind. Amen. He wants to pour our blessings unto us that we won't have room to receive it. We won't have room to receive it. And so I want to go back to the topic here of intentional, and I want to kind of tie this in with the story of Joseph. Amen. Over in the book of Genesis, many of you know the story of Joseph and his brothers. When Joseph had a dream that he would be the greater than his brothers, that his brothers would serve him, not only his brothers, but his parents as well. And the Bible said that his brothers hated him. And the more he told the dream, the more they hated him. Amen. But God was an intentional God. He showed Joseph that dream. Joseph shared that dream. What that dream invoked was jealousy and hatred. Amen. All of this, remember, we're talking about intentional. All of this is intentional. God's doing it on purpose. Everything he does is on purpose. Things don't take him by surprise. Let me just say that. Whatever you're facing or whatever you're going through today, it didn't just show up today and God scratching his head like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What now? They're in this place, or this is going on with them, or that's going wrong, or this is happening to them. Let me just tell you, God already predestined your life. God bless you. God already predestined my life. Amen. And he's an intentional God. He set it up this way because he has a plan. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They are of a good report and not evil. He has an expected end for you. Amen. An expected end is a due time, which is a due date. When you hear a woman talk about I'm expecting, that means she has a due date. She's expecting to have that child. I don't want to get ahead of myself, so I'm going to slow it back down here. But Joseph began to tell this dream unto his brothers, and they began to hate him even the more. And so one day, the brothers went out to feed the flock, and his daddy sent them out to find his brothers and to see how they were doing and what they were doing with the flock or whatever. I don't know. Like I say, God is an intentional God, but I'm like, oh, my God. If I was a parent, I'd be like, now, you know these kids don't like this brother. You're going to send him out there after them. Ain't no telling what they're going to do to him. But nevertheless, he went out after his brothers. And when he found his brothers, the Bible said even when they saw him coming afar off, they even made fun of him then. And they said, oh, here comes the dreamer. I don't know who's making fun of you, who's belittling you, who's laughing at you, and who's mocking you. But I want you to know it's all in God's plan because God intended for it to happen that way. And so when Joseph got up on his brothers had come up with a plan. Let's kill him and let's get rid of him. And so they plotted to get rid of Joseph. How many of you know you can't get rid of the plan of God? I don't care how hard you try. God has a plan, and it will be carried out. So whatever the enemy has plotted up against you to do, it ain't going to work because it's God's plan. And so they planned to kill him, and they put him in the pit when he came in. They put him in a pit, and Lord, behold, the older brother Reuben said, no, 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 let's not do this. Let's not kill him. Let's just put him in this pit. And so they put him in the pit. But then they saw a group of people coming. And they said, oh, well, here comes some Ishmaelites. Tell you what, let's make good on them. Let's not kill them. Let's get them out the ditch and let's sell him. Let's make some money off of him. Let's use him for our benefit. And I know some of y'all can relate right there. You're being used for somebody else's benefit. But hold on. Hang on tight. I'm telling you, it's going to work for your good. It's working for your good. And so the Ishmaelites come and they sell. They sell Joseph to the Ishmaelites. Mind you, Joseph had a dream that his brothers would bow to him. Joseph had a dream that his brothers would serve him. And so who knew how long it would take for the dream to be fulfilled? But God, with his intentions, had to start the dream to rolling that it will come to pass. And so after they sell him. And guess who they sell him to? They sell him to some Ishmaelites that was headed to Egypt. Follow me now. Headed to Egypt. They get to Egypt, and a series of other things begin to unfold and take place where Joseph ends up in jail. He ends up in jail with Pharaoh's butler and his cook, which in jail they found out that he interprets dreams. And so when they get out of jail, they go back to Pharaoh's house, and they begin to tell Pharaoh about this man. Well, Pharaoh starts to, first of all, talk about a dream that he had. Now, he wanted to interpret it, but he can't find anybody. No magicians, none of the astrologers that could interpret his dream. Well, the butler and the cook remembered, oh, but there's a guy that we met in jail while we were in jail that interpreted our dream and told us what it meant and what would happen, and it happened exactly like he said. And so he said, well, go get him and get him out. And you see how God is unfolding this story with the things that are happening and stacking up against Joseph, but it's working for Joseph's good. It's getting Joseph to the predestinated place that God designed in the dream that he told Joseph about, because he's intentional. He's purposely stacking up all of these moves to get Joseph to where he intended for him to be. Amen. And so he gets into Pharaoh's house, and he tells Pharaoh the dream that he has. Not only do he tell him the dream, he tell him what the dream meant. Pharaoh says, well, you know, you done told me all of this. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to put you in charge in here. Now, you see, it's starting. The intention, what God has, is starting to unfold. So he put, long story short, he puts Joseph in charge. Joseph gets to a place to where he's running everything in Pharaoh's house. Everything got to come through Joseph. Then there was a famine, which is a shortage of food. There was a famine. And everybody needed to come somewhere to get food. Guess who was in charge of all the food, the selling, the buying, everything, running the business and everything? Joseph. And so now the brothers have to come to Joseph to get food because all of their food had ran out. Now they got to come to Joseph. Long story short, in the end, they find out the man that they were bowing down to, bringing all their money to, buying their food to survive, was their brother Joseph, the dreamer. Now the dream unfolds, and they said, I know they probably were saying, I can't believe it. We tried to kill him. We tried to get rid of him. But look, it, just like he said that we would bow to him, here we are bowing to him. Because God is an intentional God. What the enemy means for evil, God allows, because God uses even the enemy. God uses even the devil to get his work done, because he's a God of intention. He has a purpose for what he do. The Bible says that I know the plan that I have for you. Amen. To give you an expected end. Yes, hallelujah, glory to God. When you're expecting something, expectation means there's a time or a time that you expect it, which is a due season, a due thing that you're looking forward to. When a woman gets pregnant, they say, when is your due date? Or, in other words, some people may say, when are you expecting? And so they'll give the date that they're expecting. And sure enough, on that date, or at least around that date, here comes that baby. Same thing with God. God has intentions, and he has things set up for you and I. Even though you may be faced with troubles, you may be faced with rejection, you may be faced with jealousy, you may be faced with lack, you may be faced with ridicule, but God is intended for all of that to get you in a position and to get you to a place where he can be glorified, where he can be glorified. Amen. So I don't want you to give up. Hallelujah, because God has a plan for what you're going through, and it is a good end coming to you. What God has for you is big. It's big. So you wait for it, because God has so much planned for you, so much that he want to give you at the end. So if you go to Genesis in the 50th chapter, the 20th verse, I think it was, it says, "But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive." The plan that God has for you is big. He got a plan for you to save others' lives. He has anointed you, hallelujah, to save people in some form or way or fashion, whether it be economical, spiritually, mentally. There's an assignment on your life. And the reason why you're going through so many different trials and tribulations and valleys and oppositions and mountains and things, because what God has is so big. He said it's going to be pressed down, shaken together, running over. Hallelujah, because God wants to blow our minds. He said the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything is subject unto him. He owns everything. Everything is in his hands. God allows these things. Yes, God allows these suffering things to come upon Joseph because he had a purpose for it. And he even tells us in his word, don't even think it's strange. Don't think it's strange when fiery darts come at you. Don't think it's strange. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. The Bible said, if you do not faint or get weary in well doing, you shall reap in due season. We're talking about due season, expectations, the expected end that God has for you and he has for I. It's big. It's big. Hallelujah. If it wasn't big, the enemy would not fight you so hard to keep you from getting to that place that God has designed for you and designed for me, to that place of promises and blessings. God said, I wish above all that you would prosper. God has good things he want to get to you. But sometimes we have to go through to get to. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We got to go through to get to. And you cannot stop in the middle, because if you stop, you can't get to it. So you have to keep going. You got to keep pushing. You got to be persistent. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't get weary. The Bible says you do not faint, you shall reap. Hallelujah. Faint means to quit. Faint means to get weak. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I stopped by today to encourage you that it don't matter what you're going through, it don't matter what you're facing, you know that you serve an intentional God. And God intended for everything that you're faced with. God intended, and he already planned it before he formed you in the womb of your mother. Hallelujah. He already orchestrated. He already been where you are, and he already commanded everything to line up according to his plan. So when Joseph's brothers tried to kill him, they couldn't kill what God intended. So whatever the enemy trying to do to you, he can't destroy what God intends for you. He said there is no weapon that's formed against you. It will not be successful. It'll form. The troubles will come. The oppositions will come, but it won't be successful. Now, I want to encourage you tonight and let you know you win. You win. You're on the winning side. You got to keep moving. You got to keep pushing. You cannot quit. You got to keep going. Because in the end, God has an expected end for you. And it is a good end. Amen. So I encourage you tonight to don't quit. Keep it moving. Keep going. And know that you got an intentional God, that he knows everything. He set it all up. He orchestrated it all, and he ordered your steps. Hallelujah. You are victorious, and you're coming out big. You're coming out on the big end. And not only that, the enemies that you have, he said, I'm going to make a table so that they can see, so that they can see your big that I have planned for you. Amen. Kevin, God bless you.
Amen. Oh, man, what a powerful word, Evangelist Jackie Mays. Ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point tonight. God bless you, Jack. Oh, man. Evangelist, thank you
Hallelujah.
So much for that word. What a powerful word.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening all across the globe, Evangelist Jackie Mays just brought you a powerful word titled Intentional. And before we open up the lines, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Matter of fact, Evangelist, what I was thinking about, I wrote down, is that we got to, this is what I'm working on personally, guys, is we got to trust the process of God, don't we? We just got to trust
Him. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is God, ladies and gentlemen. He ain't gonna hurt you. He ain't hurting you. He don't want to hurt you. In fact, if he wanted to hurt you, we wouldn't even be thinking about it. We'd be gone probably or something. You know what I'm saying? So the point is, he doesn't want to hurt us, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't want to hurt us. You gotta trust the process. And guess what? He's God. I don't understand all the process. To be honest with you, I don't agree sometimes, right? But you gotta trust the process, guys. And I don't understand how it works. I don't know how he does it. But all I think he wants us to do, Evangelist, is to trust him. I really believe
trust God, and
know that he is God. He loves you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But people seem to forget that. You know, God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. You can't think that God ever, he doesn't leave you. He doesn't leave you, guys. You may think he left you, but he's still there because he's omnipresent and he is everywhere simultaneously. So, Evangelist, that was a powerful word about intentional, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
But I want to encourage everybody with Evangelist, trust the process of God. Trust it. Amen. And Evangelist, we want to encourage everybody to take their faith to another level this year, you know, as well.
Amen.
To take their faith to another level, guys. Take it to another level. All right. Well,
and Dr. Bond,
yes,
you know, you brought up about trusting God, you know, and you won't understand what God is doing all the time.
Nope.
Because he says his thoughts are so much higher than ours. We won't understand what he's doing. We just, as you say, this is a trust walk. Those who probably didn't know and understand all the way through either. He was like, wait a minute. We started off where you were showing me dreams where this and that was going to happen. And then now I'm going through all of these changes. Where's the promise that you showed me, you know? And that may be where some of us are today. And that's typically how it is. God shows you the good thing. He shows you the end. And he don't show you the swamps, the valleys, the fights, the battles, and all of that. That's the areas that you got to learn to trust him at, you know.
Yes.
And so we don't understand, but that's why he said, don't lean on your understanding because you won't get it. You won't get
it. That's right. That's right.
But I know what I'm doing because he said, I know the plan that I have for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Evangelist. And, you know, one more thing, ladies and gentlemen, that Evangelist brought out, too, is the fact God knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
He knows exactly what he's doing, and we got to just believe God. Amen. Well, Evangelist, are you ready to open up some lines there? We're ready.
Yes, we're ready to open up the line.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this part is where, after the word, we're going to open up the lines for comments about the word. If you have a comment or request, prayer request for Evangelist, or just a comment about the word, or your own gift from the God or from the Lord tonight, or, you know, anything you want to say tonight would be great as well as it relates to the word. We'd love to have you. And then after that, we're going to come back and then we'll do the business segment as well. We have about 2 minutes, give you about 2 minutes to promote your book, your goods and services, and any business you may have for the network. Okay. So, Evangelist, we're going to start off with a wonderful, wonderful family there up in the up north there from us. And the last four digits, I'm going to only message your last four digits, 7999, just for the internet. But we got Brother Hembrick and Sister Hembrick online there. How y'all doing? I love you.
Yes, amen.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
The Hembricks are online. Woohoo! How y'all doing?
Yeah, we are doing wonderful. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
And Evangelist Mays, that was right on time.
You got that right.
Yes.
You know,
praise
it reminds me, I don't know if you all heard this song before, but I heard this song as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you can't hurry God.
You
just
have to wait.
You have to trust him and give him time. Oh, no matter how long it takes, he's the God that you can't hurry. He'll be there, don't you worry. You know, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time.
Oh, I love it. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Sister Hibbert, give me that. Get that CD. Get that CD. Get that CD right now.
And there's a one-time message, you know. And you know, Evangelist Mays, God is doing something for his people. And, you know, when you say, and he going to do a swift, and then, you know, you like, okay, Lord, you know, I know you said you could do a swift. Okay, I'm waiting on the swift now, Jesus. And, you know, but you, God would just take that one moment and blow your mind.
Blow your mind.
And, you know, because, you know, we got some information that when it was told to me, my brain left, ran around, and came back because I couldn't wrap my head around what they were saying. And God is doing it for us right now. He's a right now God.
Amen.
He don't care about your age. It was just his timing.
His timing.
Evangelist Mays, that was so timing. We want to just thank you and, you know, you be encouraged. But we do serve a mighty good God. And I will tell you, you are my testimony, and it will be more sooner than later, is what I was told.
Yes, Brother Hibbert!
Thank you for joining me.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God, Evangelist. You know, God,
thank you. God bless you.
That was a powerful message tonight. Intentional. God is an intentional God. You know, it's like she just, like my wife just said, the prophet just said, he may not come when you want to, but he's always on time. You know, so God is an intentional God, just like he did for Joseph, how his brothers tried to take advantage of him. But Joseph stayed there no matter what they did, because he knew, but he had the faith that God was going to come and help him. So God came to say, you know, God, that's why I say, God say, he does things intentionally. He intended for Joseph to go through what he went through. And that's what happens sometime in our life. God intended us. That was intentional for us to go through what we go through, so we'll know where we're going. That was just a powerful message tonight, because praise God, because that, you know, people have to know that God does things intentional. People say, well, the devil did this. The devil don't do everything. God do things intentional to wake you up, so you can see can see the salvation of the Lord. You know, hallelujah, thank God. I mean, I just give God the glory and God the praises for this message tonight. That message really touched my heart, because if you look at life and you look at some of the things that, you know, for instance, myself, that I've been through, all the things that I've been through, I had to go through those things. So I can go to where I am today. If I didn't go through that, sometimes I say, why did I have to wait so long, or why did I wait so late in my years to really understand what was going on? But God didn't want it that way. He wanted to take me through this process, this slow process. So I could catch on, and then I would know for myself. You know, because sometimes when we go through a process, we go through it too fast, we miss something. You know what I mean? You know, we miss something. So we got to be we got to really realize what kind of process that we're going through, what is God is taking us through. Because sometimes we say, you know, sometimes we be so in a hurry. Be in a hurry to go nowhere. Where you going? You know, just like you on the streets, and you see these people driving past you, and they trying to get one off fast. When you get to the stoplight, they be right there. All that rushing, we met up the same spot.
Exactly.
We met up at the stoplight. But anyway, Vance, you know, I just want to thank God, you know, for you coming on tonight and you being the guest tonight. Thank God for you, and I really like that word, and I hope that you just keep on doing what God asks you to do and keep on moving in a positive direction, because that was a powerful word tonight. God bless you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, the Hembricks. I love it. And y'all hang on. We're getting to the business segment soon. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays tonight. And we're on the word tonight. Comment for those who heard the word and were commenting if you like. Hey, our next caller, we're going to mention only your last four digits for your security purposes there. 9241, 9241, you're live on the air with Evangelist Mays. God bless you. If you'd like to say something. Amen. Caller 9241 if you have a comment or request there. God bless you. Amen. We'll keep it moving, Evangelist. We'll keep it moving. All right. Our next caller is 9200. 9200. You're live on the air with Evangelist Mays. God bless you.
Hey, thank you very much. God bless you, too. How are you all doing tonight? Sounds like you're doing wonderful.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You know, God is good to us all the time. If you're God's child, that means that you've been illuminated. Illuminated with Christ's precious spirit. That happens to be God's glory. And so, praise God. Praise God. You get to see yourself in his love. And when you see yourself in his love, you're looking at yourself and you're thinking, no way, not me. Because when I saw myself for the first time being born of the spirit, I said, no way, God, you can't use me for anything good. Because I was looking at myself and I said, that's impossible. But God said, No, I'm going to use you for something very good. And I said, well, how? And as I was looking at myself saying, no way, he was saying, yes way. But how do you do this, God? Well, God gives you credentials. When you lived in the world without the Spirit, that means spiritual darkness. Well, what you were doing in the world, all of a sudden, that darkest negative has the brightest picture of his love. And so now you're walking in his love, and when you're walking in his love, you get to have a relationship, because the faith that he's given to you is what's at work in your life. Because when you're walking in his love, the faith that God gives you is what's at work in your life, because that faith demands that you listen to Yahweh speak to you, and he opened up your spiritual ears so you can hear him. And when you can hear him, you can see clearly from today, looking back to what Christ did on the cross. And it is very clear, because now we're looking in the mirror. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, sir.
Amen. Well, I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, y'all Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays. Our wonderful topic tonight was intentional, a word from the Word of God and from the woman of God tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And we're opening up the lines for those who have a comment or a question. We're getting ready to go into the business segment real soon, but we want to make sure we take care of the word first, Evangelist first, before we go any further. That's powerful. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we want to mention to you the number is 347-843-4559. I'm going to mention your last four digits only. If you have a comment or question, 7618, you're live on the air. Did you have a comment about the word tonight? 7618, you're live on the air. Amen. All right. Well, all right, Evangelist, we're back to you. We're going to get ready and switch over to, unless you have some other comments there, Evangelist, we'll get ready to switch over to the business segment on Straight to the Point.
Amen.
I love it. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Ben, I just want to give you an opportunity if you wanted to start, kick it off, or did you want to go first or last? I just want to give you opportunity there.
Okay. I'll go ahead and go.
Amen.
First of all, I just thank God for the word of the Lord tonight and for
all
the comments and the questions and all of our callers and viewers that will be listening to the show later or, you know, whenever it airs or they may play it back. We just thank God for you. We thank God for Dr. Henderson. We're, you know, on a vacation or out, you know, out for tonight. But we thank God for the opportunity. And I just want to honor her tonight, as well as you, Dr. Vaughn, for the opportunity to come on the line. So with our business, I do have
I am a jewelry consultant. I have a jewelry a business called Amazing Jewels. Amazing Jewels, amen, where we sell everything, $5, $5 jewelry, and I mean it's some beautiful jewelry too.
Yes, it is. amen.
Yes, it is. And you can look good and feel good and shop good. You can as they say, feed that shopping addiction there for an affordable price and get beautiful things. Beautiful jewelry. We got rings, bracelets, necklace, earrings, you name it. You can find it for women, for kids, for men, anything you want. You can go on my website. If you go on my Facebook page as Evangelist Jackie Mays, there's a link right there that you can click on, and it'll take you directly to the website, and you can do all the shopping. You create an account, do all the shopping that you want to do. It sends it, ships it right to your house, and you can do that as many times as you want. You can tell your friends and families about it. You can get gifts for birthdays, Christmas, Valentine's, Easter, whatever you want to do. You can just shop. You know, you might just have some God kids or whatever, but everybody can shop. And so I want to encourage you to go and do that. Also, we have a ministry that we call the Kingdom Outreach Center, where we reach out to the homeless, we reach out to the needy and the poor, and we provide things that they need as far as, you know, basic food items, basic everyday uses that they may need. Sometimes they may need a little bit extra, may need a place to stay for a temporary time. We provide that for them as well. And our goal is to try to get them from where they are to where they need to be. And so we're also doing that, too, as an outreach ministry in here in Illinois right now. But it's wherever we go, that's what we do. And so that's my business. It's what God has called for me to do.
Amen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, those listening all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays tonight. And we're in our business segment where we give you a couple minutes to highlight your business, goods and services, and also even your ministry, right? If you have a ministry or want to give a shout out to your pastor or bishop, you know, and evangelist around the, you know, that you're affiliated with, we'd love to have you as well. Hey, our next caller, evangelists, the Hembricks are back up. Hey, the Hembricks want to hear your
business.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank you once again for this opportunity to give us a chance to broadcast our businesses. First of all, we have the Apple and Omega Bets, ABC and Covenant Books, which is located at, first of all, you go to Zulon Press, and after you go to Zulon Press, and you can go to Barnes & Noble Bookstore, you can go on Amazon to get it, you can go, my favorite place I always talk about is Walmart, go to Walmart,
yeah.
Walmart have it.
And,
you know, I thank God for that. You know, God is just good. And we have some other things that will be coming up in the near future. It's a book, a self-help book that will be coming out, and along with a few other things that will be coming out right in the near future. And we just thank God. We just encourage everyone to get that Apple and Omega Bets ABC and Covenant book, because it's for the kids. I know school has been in process, the Christmas holidays are over. You don't have to wait till holidays to pick up the book. You can pick up the book at any time, because it's the Word of God, and it's a covenant book. You can color it in the book. Praise God. There's also a book that's already colored. As you read, the kids, your kids can read and color the pictures. They also have crayon erasers that the you can erase the crown that you draw. You can draw right back over that picture again and do it another color. It's a very interesting children's book. I do encourage you to go out at your nearest bookstore. You might can't get to Boston Nova. You might can't get to Zulon Press. You might can't get to Walmart. You can order it. Also, you can look on YouTube. We have a trailer on YouTube to show you exactly what the book is all about, and we do thank God for the trailer that we have, And we just encourage you guys to go out and pick up this children's book. It's very educational. You can use it for, you know, private time for studying with your child. Take some time out before you go to bed at night and study the Word of God so they can have the Word in them when they go to sleep, so they can wake up in the next day. They can be fresh. They can be fresh with the Word of God in them, and that'll carry them through that whole day and help them also in their schoolwork. Also, it's good for the school, too, to take to school if you can, if your school allows you to take religious books or Christian books to school. And you know, it's good to have them there. You know, take some time out during your spare time while you're not doing anything. Have a kid to sit down and read their book and color. There's nothing wrong with coloring. I like coloring myself, and I'm an adult, but sometimes I feel like I'm the biggest kid around. I love coloring, so I just thank God and praise God. And I just encourage you, everyone, to go out. We encourage you to go out and pick up that book, that Alpha and Omega ABC and Coloring book. It's an awesome book. Also, you can also email my wife at Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com. You can email her and she can send it to you. Then you can cash apples as well after you decide you want to get the book. Let us know you want it, and we'll tell you the price of what the book costs you. Matter of fact, I can give you the price right now. The price is $15 for the coloring book, the book that's already colored, and $12 for the one that you can color. So that's the price of them. So if you want to get them, just email her. That's Lady Hembrick at iCloud.net. That's iCloud.com. I'm sorry. That's Lady Hembrick at iCloud.com.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Brother Hembrick, don't forget the prayer line. We'll mention that prayer line unless you did already.
Oh, okay. That's on Wednesdays. Prayer line. We're working on that. We're trying to get some things together. We haven't on the ad member. We are working on that to get that back
Amen.
Up. So God, you know, just keep on continuing to pray for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Same. Amen. Thank you so much. Praise God.
Thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, on Straight to the Point with Evangelist Jackie Mays, we're on our business segment. You know, one thing, Evangelist Mays, we got to mention Dr. Henderson's website. We're going to put that out there, of course, as well. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen,
absolutely.
New business, guys. It is awesome. Dr. Henderson has put this thing together, her business model, at dayyl.com. I'm going to spell that for you real quickly, but I want you guys to go to that website right now and order some stuff, okay? Order what you need from her, dayyl.com. That's dewayle.com. One more time, guys. That's dayyl.com. That's dewayle.com. I want you guys to check it out. But not only that, I want you guys to also push it out on your social media as well, okay, guys? I want you guys to let her run out of inventory. So many orders, she's going to run out of inventory, okay? So you guys get that out there, okay? That's dayyl.com. If you've got any questions, guys, give me a call. I'll shoot that to you at 404-401-0233. We'll shoot it to you, 404-401-0233. And last, Evangelist, before I give it back to you, you guys, I want you to give me a call at 404-401-0233 on the business side. And my business website is mltnetworks.net, mltnetworks.net. One more time, mltnetworks.net. I believe that's it. Back to you, Evangelist Jackie Mays, on Straight to the Point.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We do thank God for a wonderful evening, another wonderful segment that's straight to the point. We thank God for all of the businesses that we have on the Hembrick, those books that they're talking about. I do have those. Those are great books for kids, for your children, your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
If you have schools, daycares, those are good books to have, and they're really pushing the Bible and the Bible verses to teach them how to learn the Bible in a fun way. You know, we have to be creative with kids to get them to do learn about the Lord. And also mm-hmm. with Dr. Henderson's business with the creams, the face creams and the apparel and the the scent. I love the scent. I think I've got the candles and the sprays, the mm-hmm. Japanese blossom. Oh, it smells so good. But don't forget to check those out, and also Dr. Vaughn's business and my own business, to support one another. And we thank God for you coming on the show tonight with us, and we bless God for you. And I pray and hope that something was said that you can take away, that it will encourage you to keep on going. Keep on going. You may be at a rough time right now, but trust and believe. It's on purpose. It's intentional. God has a plan for it, and it's going to be big. It's going to be big. God bless you all, and we'll see you on next week. Same time, same place, straight to the point. And as always, we forgive, love, and forgive quick. Hallelujah. As Dr. Henderson says, forgive quick. God bless you all. Thank you all for joining us tonight.
Never failing, I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional. Never failing, all things are
working for my good.
She's intentional.
She's intentional.
Hey, and he's never failing.
Come on, sing that out, say that out.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson and Evangelist Jackie Mays, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Straight to the Point. As the Evangelist mentioned earlier, ladies and gentlemen, we're here every Monday evening, Lord willing, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that God is unlimited. And guess what? He is intentional. God bless you. Take care.